Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the others responsible for the household. Will that be you?
I'm not interested, thank you.
Okay, I get it. Your opinions will help us a lot if you can help us and complete this survey.
What's the survey?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll start asking you the questions for this survey, give you the options, and then you give me the best one that you consider. The first question is your home a single-family home, detached? The second option is townhome. The next option is apartment or condominium. The next option is manufactured or mobile home or other.
The first option.
Single family home, detached. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you own or rent your home?
No. Well, we own it.
You own it. Thank you so much. Please tell me, in what year was your home built? Do you know?
10 years ago. So,
that was 2014 then?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
26 years.
Thank you so much. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? The first one, tropical storm, a category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, category 5 hurricane, or none of the above?
I've experienced all of them.
Thank you so much. Great. Can you tell me the name and or the year of the tropical storm?
I can't remember the tropical storm, but I remember Hurricane Irma.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an estimate for that tropical storm?
What is it, like 5 years ago, probably? Maybe a little bit more. 8 years ago, maybe. It was in 2017.
2017, and the name of the hurricane was?
But Irma.
Thank you. Great. How about the category number 1 hurricane?
I can't remember. It's been a long time. But I think Irma was like a category 4 or something.
Mm-hmm. That was number 4. Okay, great. So between the options, the main ones is basically category number 4 hurricane, 2017.
Okay.
That is correct, right? That's the only one.
Yeah.
That you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't remember category, the number 2, 3, and 5.
I mean, you have, I can't remember, there was Hurricane Katrina that was bad, and that was a while ago. And that was like, I can't remember when that one came through. We didn't get that much of it. We had Hurricane Andrew in 92, that was like category 5. I wasn't born for that one.
Number 5, okay, thank you. Can you give me the name one more time, please?
It was that was category 5, that was Andrew.
Hurricane Andrew. Okay. Okay, great. So we're running the options basically. you mentioned on the previous question that you, this was basically for all of them. The answer for the previous question qualified for all of the hurricanes. But basically, you were in the 2017 only, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me update this one then. So I'll just add as main category number 4, hurricane as your response. Thank you so much. Give me
okay.
1 second.
I've probably been in more hurricanes than that. I just can't remember the names of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't remember. Okay, let me just save this one then, category number 4, 2017, the one that you have provided. Thank you so much. The next question is, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, we've never had.
No? Thank you.
No damage.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable?
Our house is pretty. Our house is pretty sturdy, so I don't feel vulnerable. And we have everything like the hurricane panels, and we have the hurricane proof impact windows and doors, and then we have shutters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And, okay. Well, the third, one of the answers is not too vulnerable. So would that be your best option?
Yeah, I don't feel vulnerable. I do not feel vulnerable.
Okay. Thank you.
And mm-hmm. the house that we have is elevated in case of the flooding. So that mm-hmm. house that we built is elevated.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for the clarification. The next question is, if a serious hurricane is threatening your home, how would you prepare?
We have hurricane shutters. We would stock up on food, and we have gas stove. We have a generator. Stock up on the non-perishable food. We have a bathtub that we can fill up with water if we need to. The hurricane shutters. We have plywood that we put on the door if we need to.
Sorry, could you repeat that one?
We have plywood that we can put on the doors if we need to. We have different things that we can put on the windows and doors, like the panels and hurricane panels.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me save your responses. Thank you so much. So now we move on to the next question. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? If we have options, when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. The next answer could be when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is ready, already prepared and could be secure within a few hours or not sure.
The first option, 48 hours.
48 hours. Thank you so much. The next question is, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. The next question is, well, I'll give you the options. Please select in your top three sources of information. The first one, internet sources or all, I'm sorry, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or other?
The TV.
TV.
And radio.
Okay.
And radio.
Radio, TV, radio, okay. What will be the next one, the last one? We have internet sources or then social media. Sorry, what was your answer?
Was one of the options friends and family?
Correct, friends and family. Okay, thank you. Before we continue, I really like to thank you for all the answers that you have provided so far. You're really helping me a lot. Thank you so much. We move on now to the next question. This is on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5, most prepared. How would you rate your household preparedness? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5.
Thank you. Great. The next question, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? The first option is cost of insurance. The next one, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, transportation cost of housing, other, you can specify, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness.
None of the above.
None of them. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? The options that you have is the first one, yes, flood zone, or yes, evacuation zone, or yes, both flood and evacuation zone, or neither flood nor evacuation zone, or don't know.
Flood. It's a
yes.
Flood zone, yes.
Flood zone. Okay, thank you. The next question is, what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I can give you options. The first one, number A, high flood risk. The next option, moderate. And the last one, low risk.
Low risk.
Thank you. The next question is, when would you evacuate? If the first option is if a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Next option is if a hurricane warning is issued, that's hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or the next option is probably never, and last option, other, and you can specify.
Emergency management officials order to evacuate.
Thank you. The next one is, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another state, would you not leave under any circumstances, or other, and you can specify.
friends or family?
To the house of nearby friend and family. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
Thank you. The next question is, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I can't remember. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'll give you the options now. The first one, I am certain and I could come up with the full $2,000. The next one, I could probably come up with $2,000. The next one is, I could probably not come up with $2,000. The next option is, I'm certain and I could not come up with $2,000. The next option is, don't know, or if you prefer not to say.
I prefer not to say.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go to the next one. And this question is, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year, if it has decreased significantly over the 10%, decreased somehow from 1 to 10%, remained the same, increased somehow from 1 to 10%, increased significantly over 10%, or don't know.
Don't know.
In 1 to 3 years, has that been decreased significantly over 10%? Between 1 to 10, remained the same. Increase somehow 1 to 10, increased significantly over 10%, or don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. For between 3 to 5 years?
Probably.
Did it increase significantly over 10%? Decrease somewhat 1 to 10? Remain the same? Increase somehow 1 to 10%? Or increase? Remain the same. And the last one, between 5 to 10 years? Which one of them apply?
Remain the same.
Remain the same. Thank you so much. Great. The next question. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes. No. I have already dropped my insurance, or
no.
Not applicable, don't have an insurance.
No.
No, okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of the levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Local government.
Thank you so much.
How many questions do we have left?
I do apologize if this is taking a bit long, but we're almost done. I'm doing my best so we can finish with this as soon as possible. I really appreciate your help with this. The next question, on a scale from 1 to 5, where is the highest? Where 5 is the highest? How much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 is a no confidence. 3, reasonable confidence. 5, very high confidence.
5.
Thank you. Between these options from 105 or 3. The next option is the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Would that be one, no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
High confidence.
Thank you. The next one, that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high?
High confidence.
Thank you. The next one, that new developments take into account flood risk. No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
High confidence.
Thank you. And last one from this section, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
Minimal.
Reasonable. Thank you. Thanks again. We're almost done. I'm doing my best so we can finish with this survey as soon as possible. Your comments and all your answers really help us a lot. The next one, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first option is yes, I believe it is happening and I'll be affected.
Yes.
Thank you. Would you consider selling your home in a private market as a part of a government buyout program? Neither.
No.
Which one of the three options?
Neither.
Neither. Thank you. If the government were to take action on a sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, other, you can specify.
Property tax.
Increase property taxes. Okay, thank you. The next one, most of the Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. When you purchase your home, with characteristics were the most important, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job or other, and you can specify. You can select
proximity
three of the options.
Proximity to job.
Okay, thank you. We also have neighborhoods, schools, crime, price, taxes and fees, proximity to other family, flood zone, insurance.
Other family for sure, and the price, and no crime.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 3 years, I'm sorry, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, more than 20 years.
More than 20 years.
Thank you. Almost done. I really appreciate your help. Finally,
no problem.
I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Is that between 18-34, 35-54, 55-64, or 65 or older?
18 and 36, is that one, the first option?
18-34.
Yes,
is
the
that
first option.
Your answer? Thank you. What is your gender?
Male.
We have, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Six.
Six, thank you so much. Are under 12 years old?
Over,
okay. Are 65 or older?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Thank you. The next one, what is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with partner, widow, divorced.
Single,
thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your high school? Of your household, that's right. Less than high school, some college graduate degree, or other, and you can specify.
Bachelor's.
Can you repeat the answer?
Bachelor's degree.
High school?
No, the
graduate degree
that you have there. Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
Yeah.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American, or other, and you can specify.
Hispanic.
Thank you.
Cuban American.
Hispanic.
Yeah, Hispanic, Cuban American.
Oh, okay, because between the options we have Native American, we have white, or do you want me to save it as other, Hispanic?
Yeah, just Hispanic, yeah.
Thank you. The next question, what language is the most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other, and you can specify.
English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100, 50 to less than 75.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for helping me out with this survey. I really appreciate
okay.
We have concluded with this survey. I really appreciate it once again. Thank you so much for your help. Have a nice evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.